From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Missouri's $28 billion budget and dozens of other important bills are still awaiting action with less than 2 weeks to go in the regular legislative session. But as KCUR's Brian Ellison reports, the controversy around Governor Eric Greitens may be slowing things down.
Among the bills still up for debate are major proposals to cut taxes, reform sentencing laws, and raise funds for roads and bridges. But some lawmakers say that since Greitens would be the one to sign or veto those bills if they pass, legislative leaders are afraid he might use his authority to influence their votes on impeachment, which the House will soon consider in a special session. Daron McGee of Kansas City is part of the House Democratic leadership.
I really, really believe that the most we're going to do this year is the budget, and I think most everything else is going to die on the vine.
The regular session ends, and the special session begins on May 18th. I'm Brian Ellison.
The Missouri legislature has voted to create a new fund to help investigate areas of the state exposed to radioactive waste. The bill, approved by the Senate yesterday in a 24-8 vote, would prioritize sites like the Westlake Landfill in suburban St. Louis, where radioactive material was illegally dumped more than four decades ago. The bill would also restrict the Department of Natural Resources from applying certain safety standards to many landfills with coal ash, a byproduct of burning coal, unless there was an imminent threat. Proponents say the bill would improve the department's work, and opponents say the imminent threat bar is too high. Lawmakers are considering delaying sending bills to Governor Eric Greitens amid multiple investigations. A St. Louis circuit judge will allow two key prosecution witnesses to testify in Governor Eric Greitens' felony invasion of privacy trial. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, yesterday's court hearing again laid bare some of the problems with the evidence.
Defense attorneys had wanted to punish Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner and her office by blocking the testimony of the woman at the center of the case and one of her confidants. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo without the woman's permission. The two had an affair in 2015. Judge Rex Burleson ruled that while the case reeks of problematic conduct by the circuit attorney, he would allow it to go forward. Gardner is accused of failing multiple times to turn over evidence that could possibly help Greitens. Prosecutors were again forced Monday to admit that they do not have the alleged photo. An expert who was supposed to help them show a photo had been taken will not be allowed to testify. Jury selection begins Thursday. Burleson will decide whether he or a jury will hear the case after the start of that process. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Missouri House and Senate budget leaders are recommending giving public K-12 schools a close to $99 million funding increase next fiscal year. House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick said yesterday that he and his Senate counterpart agreed on a plan that would mean lawmakers meet school funding goals outlined in state law. House lawmakers recommended the full funding, but senators passed a budget plan with only a roughly $48 million increase. Legislative negotiators still need to sign off on the plan, which then needs another round of approval from the full legislature. Erin Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.